Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and my name is Hannah Brim, and I'm with my grandmother, and she's right here next to me, and we're talking about Growing Up Spiritually by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. And yesterday we did chapter one, and today we're doing chapter two, and the title of it is Babyhood, talking about different growths of your spiritual, where you are spiritually. And so we're going to read. And Mimi, do you want to?
Yes, babyhood. I tell you the truth now. I was born again. I went to Sunday school. I went to church all my life. But it was after I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues in 1967, that the Bible became like alive to me. I always loved it, always loved the Bible stories, but this scripture right here became alive to me, 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Now, the woman who took me to hear Kenneth E. Hagin, where I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, was Allie Honeyager, wife of Dr. Lloyd Honeyager, the local doctor in Collinsville, Oklahoma. So she got a group of us around her table in her house, and we would have Bible studies, and we started with this scripture: as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And I remember we're sitting around there. Now, I've been born again for 20 years, but it's like I'm hearing this for the first time. I'm hearing that, and this is the way Allie taught it to us, like a newborn baby, they've got to eat about every 4 hours. And if they don't get to eat, they're going to cry.
That's interesting.
They have to have mm-hmm. And so she said, now that's how we're to be. We are to desire the sincere milk of the word, just as like a newborn baby. I mean, we got to have it, and we're not going to stop until we get it. So but Brother Hagin writes, Hannah, start reading there on page 5, and just here in Peter, you read Brother Hagin's words.
Here in Peter, the Bible speaks about Christians being newborn babes. No one is born a full-grown human naturally and physically. They are born babies, and then they grow up. Similarly, no one is born a full-grown Christian. You are born a spiritual babe, and then you grow up. There's a whole sermon in just that fact. We are going to be held accountable for the spiritual babies born into the family of God around our altars and in our churches.
I pastored, Brother Hagin writes, nearly 12 years, and really you don't expect too much out of babies because they can't do much for themselves. Someone else, though, can do something for them. Now remember, he is likening, because the Bible does, spiritual growth to natural birth growth. So he's saying when somebody gets born again in your church, you don't expect too much out of them right at the first, just like you don't expect much out of a newborn infant. Hannah, you read Brother Hagin's book there on page 6, the next paragraph. Too many times.
Too many times someone is saved on Sunday night, and if they make a mistake before Wednesday night, everyone in the church knows it and is already fessing about it. They expect him to be living by Wednesday night or the next Sunday just as good a Christian life as they do when it took them years to get where they are. A number of years ago, I held a 2-week meeting for a particular minister. We were scheduled to go longer, but I cut it off. Crowds were coming. The auditorium would see 800, and it was comfortably full every night. People were responding. We weren't really having evangelistic services, as I was doing a lot of teaching and praying for the sick. Yet on Saturday night, when I gave the invitation first for people to be saved, 33 adults came for salvation. They stood across the front as I prayed with them and led them in a prayer. Then I sent them back to the prayer room where others would pray with them while I went on ministering to the sick. The thing that so impressed me about this service was that of the 33 who came for salvation, so many were young married couples who looked between the ages of 25 to 32. I learned later not one of the group had ever been a Christian. Not one was a member of any church. I asked the pastor after the service about these young people. He said, "None of the 33 were backsliders. They were all sinners who came to be saved." That was unusual. I asked him if he knew any of them. He said, "I don't know a one of them. They've never been to my church before." I asked him, "Did you get their names and addresses?" He said, "Oh, brother, I just figure if they got anything, they'll be back. You don't have to worry about them." I said, "I'm closing the meeting tomorrow night." People are born babies. They need to be seen about. They had never been to that church before. They had never heard any full gospel preaching before. They needed to be followed up and prayed with, talked to, and dealt with. They were newborn babies. After a leading healing evangelist held a meeting in a certain city, a pastor who had cooperated with it said to me, I'm never going to cooperate with another one of those citywide meetings. Never another one." "Why?" I asked. "I didn't get a person out of it," he said. "Not a one. Not a member. It didn't do me a bit of good in the world." "It didn't?" "No." I asked him, "Did you get any cards on any of the folks who came to the altar?" "Oh, yes," he said. "They came up. They gave me some cards, but none of them ever showed up." I was talking to another pastor in the same town about the same meeting, and he said, "We got 29 new members out of that meeting. I wish he would come back." "How did you get them?" I asked. How did they happen to come to your church?" He said, "Oh, they didn't know anything about our church. I got the cards on some of them and visited them. I didn't just encourage them to come to our church, but I insisted they get in some good full gospel church and go on with God. And some of them came to ours." We are responsible for babies. Babies don't know. Babies can't do for themselves. A newborn baby in the natural can't do much. He doesn't walk yet. He doesn't dress himself. In fact, he doesn't do anything for himself. About all he does is eat. And about all he eats is milk. Spiritually, they are newborn babes. And if they get the sincere milk of the word, they will grow
thereby.
They
will grow thereby. It is written, the sincere milk of the word, they will grow thereby. You know, recently there's been an awakening in Honduras. And we had gotten a request to pray for the election coming up in Honduras. And the old head of that state had wanted to join up with Venezuela and Hugo Chavez. Bad. And so the people in Honduras, people in Honduras started praying. And a missionary wrote us and we started praying. Well, they got a man in office. And then two people from the United States, two young ministers, they were reading in the Bible where it says, "Can a nation be born in a day?" And the Lord spoke to him and said, "Can a nation be awakened in a day?" Because the Bible is speaking primarily, number one, about Israel. But the Lord drew his attention to any other nation. And so he took him to the nation of Honduras in his thoughts. And God gave him a plan. And the plan was to blitz the country with missionaries from America, about 2,000 of them, for a week, and then to have everybody meet all together with a focus toward a certain Sunday where they would be born again. So he went to the new president of Honduras, and the man agreed and backed it. And so American missionaries blitzed the place, and then 1 week later, in 19 soccer stadiums, and these things are huge, they fill them up, and hundreds and thousands came to the Lord Jesus Christ. I got an email from a missionary in Honduras, and they said it is being well followed up. The churches in the area have taken the cards and visiting the people, and they are discipling them.
Cool.
And that's often what has happened before. Someone's come to the front, so to say,
right,
and then they're just sort of left out there to sink or swim. And you need to be taught, because we're not born again a grown-up Christian. Now, the next, we're still in the chapter on babyhood. And the next thing it's talking about is innocence. Hannah, read that on page 9.
The first thing that attracts you to a baby is its innocence. People say, "You sweet little innocent thing." No one thinks of a baby as having a past. It doesn't have one. Do you know something? If you are born a newborn babe in Christ, you don't have any past. You may have been as mean as the devil. You may have been the worst wretch that ever walked. But no matter how you may have lived, when you were born again, you became a new man in Christ Jesus. And you don't have any past. God looks at you as an innocent babe.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hannah?
Even though innocence belongs to the babyhood stage of Christianity, it is one characteristic we should never outgrow. We should maintain this state of innocence for the simple reason that if we don't, we will fall under the condemnation of the devil and be defeated in spiritual life. A new convert is simple, full of faith, ready and willing to learn. We should always maintain that teachable spirit. That's really good. I remember when I was at Rhema, and we were going to a class, and I heard one of the students, because it was a faith class, and they said, "Oh, we've heard that. We've heard that before. We know like the deaf." And I thought, right. Don't have that. You know, the teachable spirit.
No, right. And a baby, that's just exactly what he's talking about here. A new convert. Oh, they're so happy. And they're full of faith, and they want to learn. And we should keep that all of our lives. Full of faith. And we want to learn. And then that, going on, he said, yet sometimes when we grow older, we sort of come to the place where we have a know-it-all attitude. That's what you're talking about, Hannah. A you-can't-tell-me-anything attitude. Those people, no one can help, Brother Hagin writes, including God himself. But I want to go back to this thing of innocence. It doesn't matter what you've done. I remember an account that was written in a book about this man who went to heaven. Actually, what had happened? He killed his mother. He was on drugs. He killed his own mother. And when he got up to the gate of heaven, he wouldn't go any further. He was just glad he made it that far because he came to know the Lord while he was on death row. And then they executed him. And when he got that far, he's just so glad to be there. And they were trying to get him to come on in. And his mother went out to the gate and encouraged him to come on in. But the thing about it is, that man, that newborn creation, was not guilty of killing his mother. He had never killed anybody. He had never sinned. That's why it's so marvelous that the Bible talks about being born again. We're going through Brother Hagin's book, Growing Up Spiritually, which we're making available to you for $8 plus shipping. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write Billy Brim, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We're going to take some looks tomorrow at the same book.